The Austrian capital market is of such an importance for the Austrian economy, and all the listed companies on the stock market are important for us all together. And it's all about transformation, it's all about innovation at the moment, and those listed companies play such an important role all together. Thank you very much for everyone who did such a great work.
Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio CD&D, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. At the beginning of this episode, we heard Magnus Brunner, head of Austrian Finance Ministry, with his speech at the Vienna Stock Exchange Award 2023. And now to week 23. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly, and week 23 was a good week for ATXDR, which gained 1.66% to 6,945 points. The best performers came from the second row: Kap Streficom, Varimbex and Frequentis. News came from CA Immo, EVN, S Immo, Voestalpine, SBO, AT&S, EPH and CA Immo. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart
Allison. Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 23. Monday, CA Immo has closed the sale of the Serbian office complex Belgrade Office Park to a domestic investor. With two buildings and an underground car park, the complex comprises approximately 27,200 sqm of total lettable space. The building, which is located close to the city center, was 97% let as of April 30, 2023, with annualized gross rental income of around 4.4 million euros. Keegan Vicious, CIO of CA Immo: with this sale, we are reducing our exposure to the non-car market of Belgrade and rotating our portfolio exposure to high-quality, modern office properties in our car markets. CA Immo, weekly performance, minus 0.75%. EVN, the European Investment Bank, EIB, has agreed to support EVN AG's investments in wind farms with an overall capacity of 103 MW, providing 72,650 Austrian households with green electricity. The project is expected to be completed by early 2025, and the 110 million euros loan to co-finance it is part of the EIB's contribution to the REPowerEU plan. EVN, weekly performance, minus 1.20%. Tuesday, SMO Sustainalytics ESG risk rating improved from 15.0 to 12.2. This rating simultaneously classifies SMO AG's ESG risk as low and its ESG risk management as strong. Herwig Tufelsdorfer, member of the management board of SMO AG, comments: in times of climate crisis, a company can no longer afford not to have an ambitious approach to reducing its own carbon footprint. The current rating improvements clearly demonstrate that SMO takes its ESG responsibilities seriously and is doing its part. SMO, weekly performance, 0.49%. Wednesday, Voestalpine. Steel Group Voestalpine posted record revenue and results in many earnings categories in the business year ended. Revenue rose by a further 22.1% to 18.2 billion euros. The operating result, EBITDA, grew by 11.1% to 2.5 billion euros. Profit before tax was 1.5 billion euros, previous year, 1.4 billion euros. Profit after tax fell by 11.4% to 1.2 billion euros. The comparative figure of 1.3 billion euros for the previous year included a positive valuation of 257 million euros resulting from the sale of the HBI plant in Texas, USA, subject to approval by the annual general meeting of Voestalpine AG on July 5, 2023, a dividend of 1.50 euro per share. Last year, 1.2 euro will be paid to the company's shareholders. Voestalpine, weekly performance, 7.06%. SBO, the supervisory board of Schoeller Bleckmann Oilfield Equipment AG, SBO, listed on the ADX of the Vienna Stock Exchange, has passed a resolution on the company's designated executive board team as of January 1, 2024. At the beginning of the year, CEO Gerald Groman had announced after 22 years in the position that he would not renew his contract that runs until the end of the year. As of January 2024, Klaus Mader, currently Chief Financial Officer, CFO of SBO, will assume the position of Chief Executive Officer, CEO, and CFO in combination. Campbell McPherson, currently head of SBO's Advanced Manufacturing and Services, AMS division, will be promoted to the executive board and become Chief Operating Officer, COO of the company. SBO, weekly performance, -4.00%. Thursday at NS, the European Commission has approved the important project of common European interest, IPCEI, to support research, innovation and the first industrial deployment of microelectronics and communication technologies along the value chain. 68 projects from 56 companies are involved in the IPCEI. These direct participants will work closely together in more than 180 planned cross-border collaborations. Direct participants from Austria at NS, AVL, IMCO, Infineon Austria, NXP Semiconductors, Silicon Austria Labs, SOL, is participating as an associated partner on behalf of Austria. The 14 member states, including Austria, will provide up to 8.1 billion euros in public funds, which is expected to unlock an additional 13.7 billion euros in private investment. At NS, weekly performance, 1.98%. Friday F, the Vienna-based tourism enterprise F Group launches a corporate bond for a total volume of up to 50 million euros and a term of 7 years. The interest of 10% PA is paid out monthly, with a denomination of 1,000 euros. The bond is aimed at both institutional and private investors. The bond can be subscribed in Austria at banks and online brokers via the subscription tool First Place of Wiener Börse AG, Vienna Stock Exchange and in Germany at selected banking and distribution partners. CAMO, the supervisory board of CAMO Billin Onlagen AG appointed Keegan Visius as Chief Executive Officer, CEO. The appointment will take effect on June 10, 2023. Keegan Visius has been a member of the company's management board since November 1, 2018, and, as Chief Investment Officer, CIO, was previously responsible for the core operational areas of asset management and transaction management, among others. CAMO, weekly performance, -0.75%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present this bubble thing on. Present this bubble.